Homeschooling is an epic investment of your time, energy, and on days, your sanity. Our goal is to come alongside you with weekly encouragement and practical help so you can homeschool boldly.
Welcome back to the Homeschool Boldly podcast. This is Kay. Today, we are on our third conversation about the essential elements of a natural learning home. Ashley has joined me. As you know, Ashley has three kids. She's right in the middle of homeschooling. I have two sons that are both adults. They're in their 20s and off on their own and working now. We hope that these different perspectives and ideas from both of us will help you make a switch in your mindset to know that we can homeschool boldly when we homeschool naturally and let kids learn the way they were designed to learn. Today, we're going to talk about another element. Surround your children with books, books, and more books. Now, as you can tell, stories, literature, they're really important to me. If you read my column, The Natural Learning Home, we often talk about books. In the magazine, we also have a column called Great Books. Ashley, I think your mom instilled a love of stories and books in you from a very young age, didn't she?
Absolutely. I still remember our favorite part of the day was curling up around her when she was reading to us from different things. And we actually read from the time that I was little until the time that I was graduating high school. We were still reading aloud together. And all of my best memories are of those times.
Yeah, this ties into our last essential element. We talked about the importance of building relationships with our kids, how that's that strong foundation and so important their education, which also links to the first week when we talked about making kids feel safe and secure. All of these things really work together. And I think the book part is so important because I think we were designed for story. If you even think about how God wrote and inspired men to write the Bible, you have 66 books. I don't know the exact number of authors, but there's only one real author in that it's God inspiring these men. And you look over all of this time and all of these separate books, and there's one big story that's tying it all together. And then there's these smaller stories that feed into that big story. And it's still the same story, you know, about God's love for us and how he redeems us and brings us to himself. So, if we're hardwired for story, it only makes sense that that would be an incredible way to help our kids learn and grow. So what are some of your favorite ways you like to bring stories, books, literature into your homeschool? You talked about the first one. Reading aloud was really important growing up with your mom. So I'm assuming that you do that with your kids now.
Absolutely. And with the 2, the 5, and the 8-year-old, there's a big range of kids and movement. And so I try to keep it short and sweet if we're trying to do it all together. Right now, we've been learning about bugs and insects. And so we've had a lot of different picture books and books that they can just look through on their own, things that we've read together and talked about. There are some really interesting books on bugs out there that we've discovered. And we also got an ant farm so that we could actually see bugs in live motion. And the kids have been absolutely fascinated with it. It's been so much fun to watch. So that aspect of real life and relational learning and sitting together, looking at the books, talking about them, the kids asking questions, and all of the conversations that develop because of that time together. That's almost more valuable than whatever words are coming out of the book, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that's the point is books are kind of a springboard for conversation. And what strengthens our relationships? Conversations. And that's why I love these elements because they really do just weave together and fit together. And one of the things we loved about books, like read alouds, like you, we read till my kids graduated out loud, and the books just got more fun and interesting in some ways. Like as we read things like The Giver, and my youngest son loved dystopian literature and talking about that. We would even pick little phrases out of books that we had read, and we would start using them around the home. And so even to this day, my youngest may say, precision of language, and that's from The Giver, you know? So it's like we almost had this family vocabulary that came out of our books. So like you said, it wasn't just about the words or what was in the books, but it was about the relationship those books helped build. I love that you talked about you've got young kids, and so you're reading about these bugs and you have to keep it short sometimes and not necessarily a long story. But as they get older, it's so cool because you'll be able to incorporate longer, more in-depth read-alouds. And like at the minute you were saying, oh, we're studying bugs, an English teacher may want to go, oh, you've got to read Charlotte's Web with them right now, you know? So it may not be the right age for your youngest, but even your older one can enjoy some one-on-one time with mom, reading something like that, and then enjoy it again with his younger siblings. And so that's the other thing, is I love the flexibility with using books. You can use a picture book with a preschooler, but you can also use it with an older student. Children's authors are incredible about explaining scientific things to people like me. So I love a good children's book. I recommend, even if you're studying something with a junior high or senior high student, sometimes starting with a good children's picture book is a great way to get a base of knowledge. Do you find yourself really excited about learning even now as a mom?
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. And it's so fun to see their faces light up and to see them amazed at different things that we're discovering. It really is this natural enjoyment together. And I can't believe there are some people who are missing out on those moments because they think they're not qualified to teach their children. And the truth is, it is the most natural thing you can do.
Absolutely. And with most places having libraries, there's so many free reading apps now. We have access to incredible books, not just published now, but some of the wonderful, beautiful stories written 100 years ago. And we think, oh, but that won't be as relevant for my child living in the city. And I'm like, it's amazing. People have always been the same. And so there are always these stories there about who we are as people and how we think about things. We just get to see it at a different time in history. And it kind of makes you go, oh, we're really not that different, you know? So I love the world that books open up. But more importantly, like you said, the conversations, the relationship that can come from sharing those things. So what are some of your favorite books that you would recommend to young moms that have younger children? What have been some of your favorites you've come across?
Well, the first thing that's coming to mind is my favorite book that I had read to me, which was Mr. Popper's Penguin. It was so much fun. Oh my goodness. I just remember my mom reading that and my brother and I just rolling on the floor laughing at all the different scenarios. And so we loved that one. And books that we've really enjoyed with the kids, there's so many.
I know. Did I just ask you the hardest question ever?
Pretty much, you did. Because there's all these books that have beautiful images that we've really enjoyed. There's some artistic ones. My son Jack particularly enjoys the colorful books, and he always points out the different things in them. But one that my youngest right now keeps having me read to her is called Words to Love By. And it's really sweet. It's a great book that actually instills a lot of understanding about how words are so powerful to uplift, to encourage. They can be simple, but they can have a big impact. And then there's also the negative words. And so it's a great book for kids, teaching them about how important the words are that we use.
You know, that's one of the things I love about books. Instead of telling our kids, well, this is what you should do, instead, you're reading this book and enjoying it together. And it doesn't sound like we're giving them a lecture on here's how you should use your words. It just, they absorb it more naturally. And it's so much fun for all of us. And once again, they could be a springboard. We can all share times where our words helped or hurt someone. And picture books are my favorite. You mentioned picture books because So often authors use such musical quality to their language. I think it's one of the best ways to help our kids just embrace a love of language and sound and the musicality of it. But I'm a word nerd, so I actually enjoy that. But I think a lot of us, even if maybe we don't think we like it, when given the right books, we will. It's just finding the ones that fit your children. And that may be different from you as a mom, but they're out there. There's so many books out there, you can find something. All right. Anything else that you would like to add?
Oh, I think that's great. I think we've really covered a large variety of how you can use books in your home and how important they are. So this has been a great conversation.
Yeah. And next time, we'll be talking about providing resources for creativity in your house. So I'm so thankful that you guys joined us today. Now go homeschool boldly. And remember, you've got this. He's got you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homeschooling Today magazine. Homeschooling Today is a quarterly magazine created by real people with a passion for honesty and encouragement. You won't find articles telling you everything you're not doing. Instead, you'll find homeschooling parents who have walked where you are or are currently on the path and want to help you succeed. We want to invite you to subscribe today and join the growing movement of parents who are setting aside comparisons, taking control of their children's education, choosing courage over fear, letting God lead, and homeschooling boldly. Visit homeschoolingtoday.com to learn more.